Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano's show. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. All right, let's go to Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick to find out what's going on as this drama continues on Capitol Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Good morning.
Well, a question for you. Is there more concern given all the people you guys meet now? In full disclosure, people know this, that a friend of mine, Rand Paul, has tested positive, and any number of Republican senators now are quarantining. Is there a heightened sense of that in Congress?
Well, I mean, I think, to be honest, Dom, given the past couple of weeks when we were down in the Capitol complex, right during the middle of appropriation season, when all these groups do their what they call fly-ins, where you had it's just jam-packed, and it's the busiest time of the year in the Capitol complex. I think, you know, most people assume that there was some level of exposure throughout most of that complex. So we're just trying to be careful and cautious and maintain our distance. And to my colleagues that tested positive, we wish them well. We hope they're doing well. They're young, healthy adults, so they'll get through it, hopefully. And it's been a concern among staff as well, which is why everybody's just trying to maintain our distance and work remotely to the extent we can.
Let's talk about overall then. What's on your radar screen? The economy's the biggest thing on my mind day to day at this point, given the negotiations and all. But is that the thing that takes up most of your time around this?
Well, it's both. You know, we have two simultaneous crises going on at the same time, and you got to focus on both simultaneously. You can't focus on one and ignore the other, because then you're not solving the problem. The way we're looking at it on the federal side, and right after I get off the phone with you, I have a call with Senator Toomey and members of our Pennsylvania delegation to give our input on what should be included in this bill. But there's really three big buckets. Number one is the healthcare demand side. Second is the healthcare supply side. And third is the economic piece. On the healthcare demand, obviously, it's everything we've been doing, trying to flatten the curve. Distancing, sanitation, keeping people home to try to slow the spread, as the president says. On the healthcare supply side, you know, that's really where we have the challenge, and that's what we're trying to avoid is an avalanche, a spike that comes quickly and all at once on top of our healthcare systems. The healthcare model in this country on a normal day is 75-80% capacity of ICU facilities and ICU beds. It's just not in the healthcare model in this country to have excess space for unexpected events like this. They don't have what they call surge capacity, which is why, you know, we're talking about and have already in some states deployed the Army Corps of Engineers as well as some of our DoD components, because these are people that are prepared in war zones to deal with mass and unexpected influxes of patients. So that's on the supply side. And then on the economic side, obviously, that's what's being debated now. I am always very frustrated with how complicated they need to make these things. I will tell you, Dom, I've spent 12 hours a day every day the past week on the phone with employees and small business owners. From my vantage point, there's a very simple fix here. What's causing the consternation is that all these businesses have insurance. You buy insurance for unexpected instances like this. They also have something called business interruption insurance. And many of the insurance companies have creatively carved out an exception for pandemics, or the word they use is pathogens, which is why these small businesses, the restaurants, the health clubs, all these, particularly the direct direct service where you have to directly interact with your customer. They're being, A, forced to shut down by the government, and then, B, told by their insurance company that it's not covered. So that puts them in a terrible position. So I think, and one of the things I'm going to advocate to Senator Toomey and to House leadership, is why not have COVID losses covered, provided that businesses furlough but do not terminate their employees, and to the extent they had health insurance coverage, maintain that coverage. And that way, we can just come to the rescue of one industry, the insurance industry. We don't need to pick winners and losers over the airlines versus the cruise ships versus the restaurants versus the theme parks. And that's what the battle is right now. That's why Nancy Pelosi has walked away from the table temporarily, although I think she will be back very quickly, because I did speak to Kevin McCarthy yesterday. There's only two people on the House side of the Capitol right now, Kevin McCarthy and Nancy Pelosi. So if she says she's crafting up her own bill, she's got no one there to craft a bill with.
Why would she object to that, though? What is she trying to get? What you said is, all right, we bail out the insurance companies versus, and I'm skeptical, even if it's well-intentioned. Did you know, for example, Congressman, you know, and a little bit off on the side, the Wolf administration is accepting waivers to be open under life-sustaining. Here's the thing, though. If they grant a waiver to a business, they won't put it up on their website. This is the type of secrecy that gets people to suspect, you know, that somebody inside's making a decision that we all ought to know about. So I hear your point about then bringing all this to the insurance company. What would Pelosi object to about that?
Well, she's not objecting to that. In fact, I'm trying to get that into the bill. I don't believe it's currently in it in that form. But what I think the objection is, from what I can tell, and I'll have more information when I speak to the senator in a minute here, is the balance between the payments directly to the employees versus the bailout to the businesses. Obviously, it's important to do both. You got to get direct and immediate financial relief to the employees, but you also got to make sure that these employees have a job to go back to when this is all over. And if the businesses go belly up, then you can give all the direct payments in the world, and the employees, their job's going to be gone. So we got to focus on both of those.
Absolutely. Well, look, I'm surprised that that type of solution hasn't been talked about more. I know that you are someone who has great access to Kevin McCarthy, so let's hope, and Pat Toomey, that they consider that. That makes sense to me, because then it's more transparent versus all these side angles and battles that go on forever with competing businesses.
Yeah, and I will tell you, Dom, I heard a consistent theme throughout this past week from small businesses and their employees. Really what they want is certainty. The thing that they're struggling with the most right now, they get that we're in a health crisis for sure right now. They get what they need to do, but they need somehow to plan for the future. They need to know roughly how long this is going to go on for. And if we're going to be telling certain businesses they can stay open and others they can't, and there's mixed messages about whether it's going to be enforced or not, and if so, criminally or civilly, and who's going to enforce it. So there's just a lot of uncertainty. And then some business owners try to do the right thing, and then they see somebody down the street doing something different, and it just creates a lot of confusion. So I just think we need to simplify this. We got to give the American public a rough estimate of how long we think this is going to take, based mostly on the South Korean model, which it seems to be the trajectory that we are on, thankfully, and not the Italian model, and give people some sense. You know, we can't say for sure how long this is going to last, but if we can tell them that we hope to get on the other side of this curve within a month, and we're going to require the health insurance companies for business interruption insurance to cover your business on the caveat that you maintain your employees' status, you don't fire them. And then for the short term, we can then provide that direct cash infusion to the workers, particularly the ones that need it, the hourly employees, the tip wage earners, to make sure that they can get through the next month without going into default on any of their bills. So I think that's the simplest way to do it, and that's what everybody's asking us to do.
Well, please update us on that. That's good news. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Congressman, very much. Thanks for joining.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.